Saint Polycarp, the second century bishop of Smyrna, was brought before the Roman authorities and told to curse Christ and he would be released. He replied, 86 years have I served him, and he has done me no wrong. How then can I blaspheme my King, Jesus Christ, who saved me?" The Roman officer replied, "Unless you change your mind, I will have you burned." But Polycarp said, "You threaten a fire that burns for an hour and after a while is quenched? For you are ignorant of the judgment to come and of everlasting punishment reserved for the ungodly. Do what you wish." So today we are celebrating the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. It was established in 1925 by Pope Pius XI, who said, "Nations will be reminded by the annual celebration of this feast that not only private individuals but also rulers and princes are bound to give public honor and obedience to Christ. It will call to their mind the thought of the last judgment, wherein Christ, who has been cast out of public life, despised, neglected, and ignored, will most severely avenge their insults. For his kingly dignity demands that the state should take account of the commandments of God and of Christian principles, both in making laws and administering justice, and also in providing for the young a sound moral education." The Pope reminded all leaders, nations, and empires that God is present to all, not only to those who believe in him, but also to those who do not know God. Who is Christ the King? He is a King who loves, cares, and willing to give all for all, for all who those who believe and follow him. His kingdom is not here on earth, but in heaven. We always hear our gospel for today during Lent, especially the Holy Week. This is the conversation between Jesus and Pilate during the trial. Jesus now stands before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Palestine. "Are you the King of the Jews?" Pilate asked Jesus. It is hard not to hear a mocking tone in the question as Jesus stands there before him, a disheveled prisoner in his simple garment. Immediately, as happened before the Sanhedrin, Pilate expresses the power and dignity of Jesus. And Jesus said, "Are you saying this on your own, or have others been telling you about me?" Here, Pilate was not used to being addressed like this, especially by one of his subjugated people, not used to being challenged by Jews. So there is anger and contempt in Pilate's retort, "I am no Jew. It is your own people and the chief priests who handed you over to me." But again, Pilate asked, now a little more respectful in response to the dignity and power he recognized in Jesus. So then, you are a king. If you say so, I am a king. But Jesus goes on to explain what being a king for him means. The reason I was born, the reason why I came into this world, is to give witness to the truth. Jesus' kingship is not one of the executive or coercive power. It is to open people's eyes to the real meaning of life, of their existence, and that of the whole world in which they live. And he continues, "Anyone committed to the truth hears my voice." So they are words of challenge thrown to Pilate, to his Jewish judges, and to all of us. And that is how one becomes a subject of this king, by sharing fully with him his vision of what is real, his vision of life, and to share his goals. My dear brothers and sisters, we are all invited to bow down and kneel before our King Jesus Christ. He is the King of our lives because he died in order for us to live. He is the King who gives all for us to have. He is the King who cares for us to be protected. So we are being reminded by our celebration today, there is only one King that can give all what we need and desire. That is Jesus our Lord, the King of the universe, the King of our hearts. Archbishop Socrates Villegas, in his book entitled Jesus in My Heart, said that Jesus is King of hearts in every Christian. To explain this contention, Archbishop Villegas used the image of deck of cards, which carries four images of king. The first image is the king of clubs. A club is an extension of a violent hand. A club is an extension of a hostile man. Christ cannot be king of clubs because Jesus is not here to sow violence. Jesus is not here to sow hostility. Jesus is here as King of peace. Jesus is here, gentle and humble of heart, not to sow enmity among us. Jesus is here so that all may be brothers and sisters to one another. Then Archbishop Villegas continued that Jesus could not be king of spades. A spade is used to throw dirt. Jesus is not here to make our lives dirty. Jesus is here to cleanse us from everything that defiles us. Jesus is not the king of spades because the business of Jesus is not to make other people dirty, to make people look at the grave dug by spades. The business of Jesus is to give hope and purity to us. Jesus cannot be the king of diamonds, for he came to bless our poverty. Jesus came to bless our pains and our aches. Jesus is not here to make our lives easier, and more comfortable. Jesus is here to give meaning and purpose to our crosses and pains and trials. But Jesus can only be King of hearts. This is the kind of King that Jesus is. He is the King of the universe because He is the King of hearts. He loves us so much that He gave His life on the cross for us to be saved. So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate today Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, let our Lord Jesus be my Lord and my King. Let us bow down and kneel before Him as we receive Him in this Eucharist. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, You are my only King, and there's no other. Let me bow to You, kneel before You, and adore You eternally as the Lord and Master of my heart, body, soul, and mind. May I always follow and do Your will and serve Your kingdom above all else, and be a brother and sister to the people around me. Amen.